The Rebbe continues, and the Rebbe says that we have the prophet of the generation, and the Rebbe goes into the prophet, that another prophet testified about him, that he's a prophet. He's certainly a prophet who did miracles, like we saw by the Rebbe, and a prophet who was another prophet testified about him, that he's a prophet. You don't even need to see the miracles, and you have to listen to him, because these are the words of God as he spoke to him. He's not saying his own. He's only saying over what he heard from God. So the lesson is that we have to publicize to all the people of the generation that we merited, that our generation, that the Eibishter appointed a person with free will who's head and shoulders above everyone else in the generation, and appointed him as the judge of the generation, but he's also the advisor of the generation and the prophet of the generation, and he gives the directives and instructions, and we have to for all Jews and all people in all matters of Torah mitzvahs, and also about everyday life and your everyday conduct in the way of b'chol derechecha de'erecha ma'aseh l'shem shamayim, tell the ultimate prophecy that he has brought, the prophecy of La'alta L'gula, and that he nezemesh, and immediately he nezemesh yachpo. The Rebbe says, together with with this great merit that we merited to have such a person, it also comes with a responsibility, because you're obligated to listen to the judge, and you're obligated to listen to the prophet. And the Rebbe says, even though we said the prophet is like an advisor, and advice is something you could take it or leave it, the Rebbe says, but even when it comes to advice, certainly as a judge, the rule is, the Rebbe says, Sheftayach in the plural, even though we're saying that there's one judge of the generation, there's one advisor of the generation, but the prophecy says in the plural, your judges, your advisors, the Rebbe says, because it includes all of the Rabbeim, because the leader of our generation includes in him the leader of all the Rabbeim. And therefore, what he says, he's not saying as an individual, he's saying as the many. And therefore, even if you hold that you hold of yourself very strongly, and you hold of your own opinions very strongly, the fact that it's one against the many, because the Rebbe is not an individual, he's the many. Therefore, you should listen to him and even understand that it's actually good advice. It's not just the orders from above, it's not just instructions, directives, but it's actually good advice.